Last time we finished by considering Newton's great contributions to our understanding of the universe. He established the laws of motion of bodies like planets, moons, people, and so on. These laws apply to so-called macroscopic objects, but do not apply, as people discovered later on, to atomic and subatomic particles. To describe the nature on that small scale, we need a different type of mechanics, so-called quantum mechanics, and I'll tell you a little bit about the elements of it as we need it later on. So he discovered the laws of motion and the law of gravity, and was actually able to combine the two and derive the three Kepler's laws of planetary motion. So that's great triumph of human mind, that you are actually able to find out the most basic principles that govern behavior of things around you and show how the motions of, say, heavenly bodies follows from that. Let me just, we'll move quickly to the new chapter. We'll start talking about light and telescope, but let me just point out one thing that I want you to realize, that Newton's law of gravity, it states that if you have two bodies, say the Earth and the Moon, they exert on each other the force of gravitational attraction. The Moon is pulling on Earth, and the Earth is pulling on the Moon with the force of equal magnitude. These two arrows have the same length, but opposite direction. So these are the mutual forces of gravitational attraction. And specifically, if the distance between them is d, say, then the magnitude of this force is proportional. This is gravitational constant, which is a universal constant in nature. The measurement of that constant basically amounted to being able to weigh, say, planets based on the orbital data of their satellites, if they have any, or weighing the sun based on orbital data of planetary motions. And then the product of the masses of the two objects, and it's inversely proportional to the square of the distance between them. So it's an example, as I mentioned before, of an inverse square law. Basically, that the force of gravity is proportional. The fact often that something is proportional to is denoted with this horizontal incomplete symbol 8, 1 over the distance squared. So that means that if I double the distance between two same bodies, if somehow I am able to pull them apart at a distance that is twice this distance, then because the force of gravity varies with distance as 1 over distance squared, when I double the distance, I have to square it. That means that the force of gravity is going to decrease by a factor of 4. Right? So as you increase the distance, the force of gravity between two given objects is declining, but not in an arbitrary way, in a very precise way, as 1 over the distance squared, right? If I would triple the distance, then I would have 3 squared, so the force of gravity would decrease by a factor of 9. On the other hand, if I halve the distance between the two bodies, I'm reducing the distance, therefore I'm dividing with a smaller number squared, and the force increases. So as you decrease the distance, the force grows. As you increase the distance, the force decays, but not in an arbitrary way. It changes with distance as 1 over distance squared. So for instance, you will have on your test some examples where you need to actually calculate these things. And the best, I mean, it's easy to do this in one's head, but if you are not very mathematical or haven't done these things recently, I suggest that you use the following method. For instance, it is simplest just to state that the force between two given objects changes with distance as 1 over distance squared, right? So if I have, say, a distance of 1, then the force of gravity would be 1 over 1 squared, that is 1, in some units. I can always adjust the unit so that I end up with this relation. Now, if I double the distance, right, then the force is 1 over 2 squared, which is a quarter, right? So in that case, the force of gravity is 1 over 2 squared, that is 1 over 4, right? So it's reduced by a factor of 4. And so on. If I triple the distance, then I will have the force of gravity 1 over 3 squared, which is 1 over 9. So it would be reduced by a factor of 9. On the other hand, if I halve the distance, right, then the force of gravity is 1 over 1 half squared. That is like 1 over 1 quarter. And how many quarters do I have in a hole?
4.
Okay? So the force is increased by a factor of 4.